From the WABE newsroom at 8:31, the U.S. House of Representatives is, as we know now, set to vote on the health care plan that would replace the Affordable Care Act, the plan proposed by GOP leadership. Well, as WABE's LEU tells us now, Georgia officials and advocates are watching closely, and the plan has raised concerns here in Georgia from different sides of the aisle.
Earlier this month, a group of Republican state senators met to discuss how the health plan in Washington could affect Georgia. At the time, they felt concerns the state could lose out in federal dollars for Medicaid compared to other states that have been spending more on the program. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle.
That simply is not right, and we certainly want to advocate on our state's behalf to our elected officials in Washington to try to get some relief in those measures.
So far, the majority of Georgia's Republican members in the U.S. House appear to support the current bill that's up for the vote today. But Wednesday, Congressman Jody Heiss, a member of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, said he was voting no. The state's top Republican leaders, including Governor Nathan Deal, haven't really come out in strong support of the bill either. That doesn't surprise Cindy Zeldin.
This has been moving at lightning speed, and it makes really big changes to our healthcare system.
Zeldin is with the healthcare consumer advocacy group Georgians for a Healthy Future. She says more than 500,000 Georgians could lose insurance under the original GOP healthcare plan.
These are changes that need time to be thought through and talked through.
State leaders say whatever health plan passes Congress, they want Georgia to be treated fairly. LEU WABE News.